Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Seriously, if you want to relieve stress, go to the Word of God.
Oh my goodness. It's just so weird, isn't it? When people say stuff like that.
I apologize for them.
Are you kidding me?
Let's all do baptism, and I have a little pool here, and we'll all feel nice and relaxed. That's baptism. No, baptism is a sacred Christian rite. All the various yogas are sacred Hindu rites.
Wake up, America!
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's a big day!
It's the Wretched Radio mail call delivery bag Q&A infotainment nationwide extravaganza featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
Ooh, this is Wretched Radio. It's a big day here at Fortis Institute for Tahoo reasons. Number one, that's a drum roll. Libby Glosson, she's our new fellowette. She's our first fellowette because we make gender distinctions here, but only two, male and female. Libby Glosson is going to be a fellowette broadcasting her podcast, The Better Way. It is awesome. It ain't chick chat. It ain't a bunch of girls sitting around and gabbing and giggling and you silly, maybe whatever your stereotype is for women's podcasts. This is intelligent talk. She's smart. And she actually respects women, her own gender. She doesn't treat them like they can't handle deep things. No, this stuff is good. And she's going to tackle the things that particular from the female perspective so that women can love the Lord Jesus Christ more and joyfully serve whatever role God has them in at the moment. We are thrilled to pieces. The Better Way podcast can be found. Fortis Plus, it's a free app. Get it. Or you can find The Better Way with Libby Glosson at wherever it is that you do your podcasting business, Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever it is. The Better Way, Libby Glosson, debuting right now. Today. So it's an historic day. Jimmy, is fellowette actually a word? Or did I coin some? Am I like Paul? I actually coined a word here.
Well, yeah, let's trademark it real quick.
Okay. In Sunday school at church, at Alpharetta Bible Church, you probably knew this, but it's worth considering again. Ephesians chapter 1, the greeting is a sentence. I think he starts, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. But then he launches into this doxology, just says, I got to tell you how amazing God is. And it goes on for like 8 verses. It is a Pauline run-on sentence. But then as soon as he's done with that one, he goes, and then he launches into another one. And it's magnificent. And if you happen to be one of those individuals that regularly struggles with assurance, that's one of the chapters that I would encourage you to spend an awful lot of time in, how magnificent God's amazing grace is. Paul also, not only did he ramble on, but he also coined some words. And so are we here at Fortis Institute. We have a fellowette. We're not like the world. They used to make these gender distinctives, like, you know, actor and actress. We continue to make those distinctions. Fellow, fellowette, Libby Glosson joining us now. Jimmy, speaking of genders, all right, I'm just going to read this to you, and you tell me if this kind of strikes you as, like, sad as it did me. I just went, oh, there it is, right there. It's from the Washington Post. It was written by an individual who claims to be a law professor specializing in corporate governance and inclusive leadership. So we hire people based on their sexual preferences or their gender expression? Not happy that the current administration has proclaimed two genders, M and F. And if on your passport you have an X, that's going to go because there's no X gender. There's male and female. You know, the way the Bible says. Here's the sentence, Jimmy. See if this strikes you the same way it hit me. When it comes time to renew our passports because he might get his X removed, the State Department might replace them with documents marked with an M or an F. Despite my long hair, lipstick, and dress, my receding hairline and broad shoulders will mean I'd get an M. That struck me as just... Dude. And you know what else it struck me as? Offensive to women.
Yeah.
Like wearing a dress and painting your nails red, that's what makes you a woman? No, those are female expressions. Part of which, by the way, is determined by culture. Those are expressions of a gender. But simply doing those things doesn't make you that gender. This is just a classic example of the zeitgeist, the mindset that says, my psychology supersedes my biology. What I think overrules reality. Oh, what a tragic world. Well, we're not going to have an X here at Wretched, and we're not just going to have some gender-neutral sort of title. No, we've got fellows and fellowettes. All of their podcasts, all amazing, can be fun. I don't know what you're snickering about.
Well, I want to tell you.
Okay.
Because AI is a bit snarky.
Okay.
I asked.
It's patronizing.
So I asked if fellowette was...
It's because I'm white, isn't it?
No. I said, is fellow...
I'm racist?
No.
Misogynistic?
Maybe.
Sexist? Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I asked if fellowette was a thing, and it said, nope, fellowette is not a thing. That sounds like a bad name for a 1950s girl group. The fellowettes.
You know, I don't think AI should be making those judgment calls. I think that's an excellent name for a girl group. Better than the Bangles. What is that? What is a Bangle? Anyway.
A tiger.
Okay. So it's an adjective. They called themselves an adjective. You know what it reminded me of, though? Bugles. Do you know what bugles are?
Yeah, the chips.
Do they still make them?
They still make those.
I bet I can't put them on my fingers anymore. Because that's what you... Okay. Yeah. So when I was a kid, I used to put bugles on each of my fingers. And you know what that looked like? A witch's fingernails. You know what that means? I became a witch. Yeah. Because that's...
Dark magic.
No, just to, if I do something on the outside that kind of makes me look like something, that's what I become on the inside. Would you please follow along with the Washington Post article? That's reason number one. It's a big day here at Fortas Institute. Reason number two, it's a special day. You! Boy, did that ever sound like... The song of our age. You are what makes everything special. We love it when you send stuff. We truly do. Even when you disagree, even though I know that you're going to be completely wrong if you disagree with me, the talk show host. Nevertheless, it's special to us. So please send questions, comments, conundrums, snarks via email, idea@wretched.org, or text away 877-282-2337.
Well, speaking of disagreements... We did have someone who disagreed. He said, you're talking about, and I'm paraphrasing because it's not right in front of me, but he did mention that you talked about earlier this week, the mind and the brain.
Yeah.
And you spoke of the mind as they were.
What's happening to your brain right now? Or is it your mind?
Where's my lion's mane when I need it? No, he said you spoke of them as they were the same thing instead of
No,
seven.
I shouldn't.
Right.
No, you're right, dude. Tag me on that. Greg Giffert's book is going to be out May 27th. It's so past due in helping Christians to sort through. It is like a tidal wave has simply just pounded against the church doors and your family door, demanding it come in and tell you how to deal with emotional issues, how to deal with... your child's, whatever their thinking is that you don't think is what it should be. The secular world wants you to do what they say, and it starts by labeling, giving you a moniker, calling you or your kids a disease. What do we do with diseases? Well, you treat it with medication, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we do with diseases. And that is just one of the dangers of calling emotional issues diseases, because then we naturally go seeking some medicinal cure. Greg Giffert's book is going to blow all of that up. And I would like to encourage you to consider, it's not going to be out until the end of May. Start thinking about getting that book. And I would go a step further. Pastor,
elders, get a copy of this book so that you can read it, because you'll be able to help all of the families in your church. There is nobody sitting in your... You do not have a congregation. You got 50 people, which I think 50 or 60 is the average size congregation. You got that many folks. I would bet the farm that you've got folks there whose kids have been labeled something. They're there. And this book will help so much. It's called Lies My Therapist Told Me. It's not available to the end of the May, but I would encourage you to get it now. And you will do a better job of distinguishing between mind and brain, like I failed to do apparently earlier this week.
You get in trouble.
You know what? Disagree. Correct me, please. Okay, Jimmy, I got one here. Do you remember we were talking about people who don't cut their lawns?
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people don't cut their lawns because they're lazy. Okay, that's pretty obviously a problem. There are other people, though, who don't cut their lawns because they think that everything should be wild. And furthermore, they're trying to protect the ants that maybe crawl in the grass. In fact, I heard from somebody, I think it was Peter in Minnesota, who was telling me that some people do it because of the bees and the pollination and the making of honey. But received an email disagreeing with my assessment of lawn cutting, and it has a whole lot to do with the book of Genesis. Next on Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Mark your calendars for February 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll be able to join Fortis Institute fellow Et Libby Glosson and author Martha Pease for an exclusive webinar, A Joy-Filled Marriage. Your partnership as gospel partners makes events like this possible. You can visit FortisInstitute.org right now to register for this transformative webinar and learn how you can become an ongoing monthly gospel partner today. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds, this is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
For 25 years, we've watched Christianity's place in America change dramatically.
This is Wretched Radio.
But one thing hasn't changed: our commitment to proclaiming God's truth without compromise. A quarter century of preaching the gospel, equipping others to preach the gospel, and strengthening the local church. Together, we've built something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Visit FortisInstitute.org and join us as we continue this vital work.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King.
Life doesn't come with calm storms. Sooner or later, the storm hits, and the world says the answer is boundaries. Build fences, keep people out, protect yourself, but the Bible never tells you to construct walls. Instead, it teaches you to anchor yourself to truth, to wisdom, to the unshakable foundation of God's Word. That's where The Better Way with Libby Glosson comes in. Intelligent talk radio for women. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Marriage, parenting, mental health, cultural engagement. The challenges facing today's Christians aren't getting any simpler. But at Fortis Institute, we believe God's Word provides the clarity you need. That's why we brought together some of Christianity's most trusted voices under one roof. This isn't just another ministry. It's your daily source for biblical strength and wisdom. All at FortisInstitute.org. Fortis Institute, because standing firm doesn't mean standing alone.
Books of the Bible. The gospel is present throughout all of Scripture, beginning with the book of Genesis. Immediately after the fall, God promises a Messiah who will crush the head of the serpent. Even in the Garden of Eden,
God was preparing the means of our salvation through Jesus Christ. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's a big day here at Fortis Institute. This is Wretched Radio announcing Libby Glossin, The Better Way podcast. Please check it out at fortisplus.org or wherever you do your podcasting business. It is intelligent talk for women, not silly, not trite, not lots of giggling going on. No, that would be like a Beth Moore Bible study. This is actually intelligent talk for women, issues that are of specific concern to you by somebody who is really, really smart and a great communicator, Libby Glossin, The Better Way. Find it at fortisplus.org along with all of our other free stuff. We got tons and tons and tons. Not everything that we do here is free. We've got some resources that are for sale at Fortis Institute. But all of our daily content, all of the, there's scads of it. All of the fellows produce stuff and it's fine and it's good. And if you sign up for that free app, we'll just send you every day. It's like, okay, here's the stuff that you can consider consuming for free. That is at Fortis Plus. Please sign up and then start sending us stuff to idea@wretched.org. Even if you disagree, like this fellow did about lawn mowing. I said that the people who don't mow their lawn because they just want Mother Nature to grow wild. And we need to make sure that we don't use any sort of pesticides that kill some ants. I think that that's unbiblical. We're to be those that take the planet and steward it. We have mastery over it. We run the place and we subdue it. So wherever it's tangled, we unknot it and we take the elements that God has made and we demonstrate that we are image bearers, the ones that God has put at the top of the creative pecking order to make it useful for us because that glorifies God. Well, not everybody agreed with me. This was a very thoughtful letter, email sent to idea@wretched.org from Paul. Your view, must have been a Monday show, seems to be that it is better for us as humans if we pave the entire world and build towns that are far more aesthetically displeasing than what God created. Okay, let me try to unpack that because it's a lot. I'm not suggesting that we remove all nature. That is to fail to be a good steward. Not only do we subdue the planet, we steward the planet. Furthermore, we do recognize God's creative beauty and care. But when man takes a tree and turns it into a chair, that speaks of another thought. The tree testifies to the greatness of God. Turning the tree into a chair testifies that God has endowed human beings as his image bearers to subdue this planet and to use the things that exist so that we have expressions that actually do glorify God. Not the same expression. Obviously, a tree looks different than a chair, but they both speak a word. And we shouldn't neglect one for the other. And that is why I do think that when it comes to, I'll call it nature, because if you say the word environment, everybody just goes, well, are you an environmentalist? Well, define what that means. We should take care of the planet. And we should recognize that there are things in nature that are just beautiful. And some of those things we probably just should never touch because they're like, oh, they just scream at an 11 of God's glory. But having said that, we're here to get the place under control and have it look like humans are running the place. Squirrels nest, so do humans. Why don't we make a nest like a squirrel? Because we're humans. We're better than squirrels. And our housing should reflect that. Squirrels, they run all over the place. We have roads and sidewalks and transportation vehicles. All of that testifies that the Bible is right when it says that human beings alone are made in the image of God. So I don't think this is an either or supposition. This is a both and. And when we shouldn't, and if there's ever,
I think, a debate between, do we protect nature or we do the thing that is for genuine human flourishing that cannot be accomplished elsewhere? The hat tip goes to humans because God said you can do that to the place. And we have divine permission for that. Okay, but there was more that Paul sent in. Should we pave the entire world? No. But and furthermore, I would say this, Paul, they're not aesthetically displeasing. Good architecture. It's like, whoa, that's an accomplishment. When we see a hill of red ants, don't we kind of marvel at it? Look at the work that they did. Ditto with human beings. Look at the work they did. Back to Paul. I would argue that mowing your lawn leans more toward a worldly view and cultivating your lawn to produce food, native flowers, and habitat for his creatures is a much more biblical view. I don't think it needs to be either or. I say, mow your lawn. That's kind of the cultural norm. And it shows that we care for the things that God has provided for us. We are trying to beautify things that God has given to us. We should try to enhance the things that God has given to us. And then if you want to do crops, do what people used to do. Put it in the backyard. Just put it in the back. And I would also say this, the argument, as much as I love honey, the argument that we need the bees in order to create the pollen, are you saying really we can't accomplish that anyplace else? So we're not going to have any more honey. Pooh Bear's going to be very unhappy because we mow our lawn? I don't know. Quote, I believe God is a God of order, and I do not see every landscape as a frontier that human beings need to conquer. No, but we can and we should, and we're actually mandated to. That's a good word. We are to be those who conquer the planet. A landscape that is incredibly ordered by the God that made it until humans affect it negatively. Well, see, I don't think we do affect it. Now, we can. It can be ugly. It can be bad stewardship. But we don't violate the principle because there are exceptions or because it can be done poorly. Principle is we show it off. We show it off. And it should reflect the glory of God. They both do that. They speak it differently, but it's the same message. Disagree? Feel free to respond. idea@wretched.org.
All right. This is a text from John. Todd, just wanted to let you know that I practiced evangelism for the very first time alone. I'm a Gen Z with raging anxiety, and I still had some anxious thoughts while talking to people about the word. What can I do to combat that?
Paul must have been Gen Z because he came to the Corinthians with fear, much trembling. So that ain't a generational thing. That's an evangelistic thing where it's kind of scary. I get that. We're confronting somebody's worldview, especially in our day and age. That sort of stuff can be considered unwelcome in some zip codes. It's harder in some places than others, but it's a common malady. Ask Ray Comfort. He'll tell you. He gets anxious. When I go to the streets, I've got that thing going on too. And I think I just discovered the reason why. I don't have that thing going on when I'm just in a conversation with somebody. Because when I'm out on a mission to evangelize, it sets me up for warfare, and that's the wrong attitude to bring to the engagement. It should be, we've got great news for you. Was thinking about the parable of the banquet that the king prepared for the son. He invites people, the Jewish people, they reject him, they decline his invitation, sends the invitation out to the highways and the byways, and the banquet hall is full. It's not wrong to extrapolate from that parable that being inside of the kingdom of God is a banquet. It's a banquet for us. What we get in Christ is absolutely staggering, and we get to let people know about that. So when I feel I'm just out on a mission, I kind of get the heebie-jeebies too. When I go with the mindset, I'm a beggar, been given bread, and wow, is it tasty. It's like hot out of the oven with some Irish butter good, and I would like for you to experience it too. And you can't consume so much that I don't get any. It's that expansive and that good. that will help you with your heebie-jeebies. I think seeing people not as an enemy, certainly, or not as a target or as a mark, but somebody who's just lost. They're just lost, and they're going to be eternally lost. Dwelling on those things should help to override those fears. And finally, I would say, don't forget about the doctrine of sovereignty. If you get the heebie-jeebies, because what if I say something wrong? Okay, well, you shouldn't get lazy. You should study and be prepared, but you should rest in sovereignty. Don't ever leave a witness encounter going, oh, I should have said that. Well, apparently God didn't want you to because you didn't. If he did, you would have. And you can rest in that and you can find the balance of, okay, I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to practice. That's another thing you can do, my Gen Z friend. Practice. It'll help you to get over the heebie-jeebies, especially when you remember you're just going to give something amazing away. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.